Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, it's now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the first Sunday of Lent, year A. Our first reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 2, verses 7 to 9, chapter 3, verses 1 to 7. Our psalm for this Sunday is taken from Psalm 50 or Psalm 51, depending on your Bible translation. Our second reading is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, verses 12 to 19. Our gospel reading is taken from Matthew's gospel, chapter 4, verse 1 to 11. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is He ends that desert and entrapment. He ends that desert entrapment. My brothers and sisters, on Ash Wednesday, we commenced a journey of 40 days with Jesus, which calls to mind Jesus' 40 days, Eremos. That is, Jesus' 40 days desert experience before his public ministry. St. Matthew says in today's gospel that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert or wilderness to be tempted by the devil. But why was he led into the desert? Jesus commenced his redeeming mission in the desert because man and woman had become inhabitants of the desert. Man and woman had become, I repeat, inhabitants of the desert, trapped in the territory of sin and death due to the fall of the old Adam. In the second reading of today, St. Paul reminds us that the old Adam's lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life re-echoed in 1 John chapter 2, verse 16, led us into sin and condemned us to death. I repeat, the three sins of the old Adam, the lust of flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life led us into sin and condemned us to death. In other words, man and woman's uncontrollable hunger for earthly goods, man and woman's unwillingness to battle concupiscence of the eyes, and man and woman's insatiable quest for power and control led to the loss of paradise, led to the displacement of grace from the center of human life, and the central enthronement of human desires such as sex, career, entertainment, wealth, politics, sports, and so on. When man fell, my brothers, my sisters, other things, other human desires, other human attractions overshadowed the central position of grace. But, my brothers and sisters, there is hope for us because, as St. Paul notes in today's second reading, after many falls, the verdict of acquittal came through the salvific act of Jesus. I repeat, after many falls, the verdict of acquittal came through the salvific act of Jesus. Thus, Jesus' temptation in the desert kickstarted our acquittal and the process of making us righteous. For that reason, Jesus countered the devil's threefold sins of human experience which caused the fall of man and woman. Firstly, Jesus did not turn stone into loaves to satisfy his hunger. Rather, he reminded the devil that the word of God nourishes our being. Secondly, Jesus did not worship the devil. Rather, he re-echoed the worship of God and God alone. And he also noted that his mission is to repossess the world on the altar of the cross. Lastly, the second temptation reveals the devil's attempt to make Jesus a prey to the sin of pride, but Jesus revealed that he has not come to show off his power, but to save us. That Jesus has come to save us, not to show off his power, but to save us. It is not about the human power, it's about the salvation of the human person. Thus, my brothers, my sisters, we are bold and confident to say, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Isaiah chapter 53, verse 5. And we are also bold to say that no weapon formed against us, against you, shall succeed in Jesus' name. Hence, sin has no power to rule us. Thus, during this period of Lent, let us unite with Jesus to fight against temptation. Let us unite with Jesus to overcome our addiction to pleasure through fasting. Let us unite with Jesus to check the lust for wealth and power through almsgiving to the poor and the needy. And let us unite with Jesus to kill pride, the sin of pride in us, through regular prayer and devotion. Unless we change through Christ, my brothers, my sisters, we will always doubt God. We will always rely on human strength, and we will always fall when tempted. Thus, I call on you today, my brothers, my sisters, allow God to direct your steps today. Allow Jesus to direct your steps today. And the Lord will surely protect you. He will not abandon you. He will be there with you till the end of time. God does not abandon his own. You belong to Jesus. And if you belong to Jesus, and if you are with Jesus, if you are with the Lord, if you are journeying with him, the Lord will not abandon you. May he protect us this day, this week, this month. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.